I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spread the word on 93.3 The Planet.
Jackie, Bobacky, Banana, Fanta, Fanta, me, my, Mo, Mackie.
That's a fun tune.
Jackie.
Lenina.
Google fingers, fingers, Mo bangers, Banana, Fanta, Fo fingers, me, my, Mo mangers. Google what? Fingers.
If you work at a Bowberry, I'm going to get hungry.
Pick pricky, up,
pricky,
fat boy.
Prick, pricky, Mo, mana, prick, pricky.
Wow.
Pricky. Always right, right, bo bite, banana, fanta, fo fight, me, my, mo mite. Always right. We could go on and on all morning. That's like what we'll do during the 28 hour.
Yeah.
We'll do an hour of Jimmy name game songs.
I love it.
P1 payoff, win you $1,000. Fat boy, what was that keyword again that they can text to 72881?
Party. P-A-R-T-Y, party.
Win you $1,000. It's It's the easiest contest we've ever done in the world. All you got to do is text. You're probably sitting there doing that anyway.
Yeah, and the P1 payoff, as always, brought to you by WeFixMoney.com.
Yes, sir. Check them out.
Yeah,
they're good people.
You need emergency cash? Check out WeFixMoney.com for more.
We fix money, money, Bo Bunny, Banana Phantom. By the way, Fat Boy, a number between 1 and 10, please.
4.
9?
7.
Okay. Your favorite color, Fat Boy?
Blue.
Blue. Nine?
Green.
Okay.
Is this the folding game like we did in middle school?
I'm just preparing some stuff. You don't know what you just picked when you said those numbers. It might have something to do with your double pigskin punishment tomorrow.
Oh, come on.
Well, the only reason I picked green is because, or seven, is because I know that's Matt's lucky number, so I thought I was going to be right.
That's right.
That's the only reason I picked that one.
Oh.
Otherwise, I'd have picked nine.
Quit smoking, smoking, baboken, banana, fana, fofoken.
I'm
careful on that one.
Quit smoking.
Right.
Boy, so yesterday we got a whole lot of interaction off of, remember Lynette and Candace? It was the whole grandmother and mother of the baby that's going to be named Seance, right? Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what, if I got a dollar for every time somebody's misspelled seance communicating with me over the internet, nobody knows how to spell seance. I mean, it doesn't look right. I agree. It looks like sense, but... a lot of people taking offense to the comment about generic white boy names. Here's the clip from yesterday's Truth and Consequences talking about generic white boy names.
Tommy is a moron for calling the damn radio station. That was dumb.
So is naming your baby girl after a satanic ritual a thing?
Shut up. Like, I like the name. It means nothing. What does Lynette even mean? No one even cares what
I tell
name
you what it
means.
Doesn't mean.
I did not want to come up with a white boy generic name like you did for Tommy. Like, come on. Let's name him Tommy Jr. Why don't we just name him John? I mean, come
on. Hold on, hold on, hold on. That was my daddy's name.
Ooh. See? That was her daddy's name.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of folks were tweeting and texting and emailing yesterday about... generic white boy names specifically or boring names or whatever. And I'll tell you something, and I said this on the show. They said somebody had texted or called or whatever and said, well, Matt's a generic white boy name. I was like, first of all, that's not my name. My name's Matthew. And that tells in the internet and the Bible says that means gift from God.
Mm-hmm.
some could say it could translate to God's gift to women, you know, if you want to get down to the Anglo-Saxon terminology of it.
But what would people besides you say?
People, but look, okay, let's talk about that. So, Matt, generic white boy name.
Yes.
I'll give that to you. But Matthew, no. And I used to hate it when I was a kid. But I love when someone close to me or anybody calls me Matthew. That kind of pulls me in a little closer. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Aren't you kind of splitting hairs at that point?
Yes. Yes.
Same.
Matthew, not a generic white boy name. Matt, yes. Matt Mann, one of one.
Yeah, that is a one of one.
That is a one of one.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy is your name.
Yeah, well,
James.
James is going to be technical, but Jimmy, yeah.
James. But is that a generic white boy name?
I think if your name is a book in the Bible, yeah.
Oh.
I do. Sorry, Luke.
Sorry,
Mark. Luke.
Zachariah.
Sorry, Solomon.
Sorry, Ruth. Yeah. Sorry all, to all judges.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Joshua. Sorry, brother.
Everybody knows about three or four James.
Sorry.
Slash Jimmies.
Esther.
Esther. Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's true.
Yeah, well, that's Hazel, true. Myrtle.
Malachi is in there.
That's Malachi. Thank you.
Malachi
very much. Yeah. Okay, so you James / Jimmy, yes.
I would say so. There's a bunch of us running around. There's a bunch of you running around. Matthew.
Who is the most famous Matthew of all time?
Oh, McConaughey,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah,
oh, crap, I forgot about him.
At least his name Broderick.
That's true.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
So, Jeremy.
Yeah.
A bunch of Jeremys.
But what is a generic white boy, though? I think it's close to it, to your Johns, as we talked about yesterday, your Tommies, Matt.
I don't see that many. I knew another one, but he spelled his name, you know, O-M-Y, not E-M-Y.
Well, his parents need to get back in school. That's weird. It's Jeremy.
Since the years... But what are the years on this? I'm trying to find out. Oh, 1918 to 2017. Yeah, my name was the most popular for men.
Really?
Yep. It beat out John, Robert, Michael, William,
Robert.
David.
Inario.
Matthew was 13th on the list, but that's over a 100-year span.
Oh.
You'd have to look more recent to find all the Jeremys.
Now, what happened?
Jeremy Renner, yes. Jeremy Clements, Jeremy...
Irons.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Well, do you think like Gerald or Keith or Roger or Arthur or Terry or Lawrence are generic names?
No.
Okay, because Jeremy's right above them. Over a 100-year span, Jeremy's number 64. But if you look at the last 40 years, it'd be way higher on the list.
It's not religious, right?
I don't think so.
What, Jeremy? No,
yeah.
Is Jeremiah.
Yeah,
not Jeremy.
Come off of that.
Is that what it is?
I imagine.
Oh. I want to name my son Jeremiah and call him Maya for short. You think he'll get over in school? You think it'll work good?
I'll get over in school.
It says Jeremy is a Hebrew baby name.
Oh, really? Yeah. Hebrew? That's where the half comes from.
Means exalted of the Lord.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Might have to change it.
Exalted of the Lord. What does James mean?
Supplanter. I'm an overthrower.
Supplanter? What does that mean? You're dating out of your league? What does that mean?
Exclusively. It means I'll overthrow.
Oh, okay.
I will overthrow something.
Oh, okay.
Kind of like King James VI did of Scotland in the 1700s.
Yes.
Start a coup.
Yeah. Jeremy. I know. I mean, it's now, good Lord. Now, every guy that listens to the show is texting the CarolinaVaporMail.com text line and wanting to know if their names are generic white boy or not. I don't want to do that to you, man. I can do it like blanket statement, but I can't do it like ear to ear, face to face kind of thing. Jimmy, you should go by Jackie, the other derivative of your name, lesser known Jackies.
I'm good, man. I don't want to be that. Or in the South, 99% of Jamies are men, and I firmly disagree with that.
Jamie, also a derivative of James.
I think if you go outside the South, most Jamies would be women. But down here, Jamie's usually a good old boy.
I met a great artist that was at the Wings Etc. Drink and Greet.
Mm-hmm.
And his name's James, but he spells it J-A-Y-M-Z. And that's the way it's really spelled. That's not like a way he changed it. It's spelled James. I love that. James. Jaime.
Not Jams, I'm James.
Oh, boy. Okay. Ricky, yeah. I mean, it is. I'll answer your text. 72341. Ricky is, I guess, if we're putting it on the list, it's a generic white boy name.
Yeah.
Ricky.
That might be the most one.
Ricky.
Ricky. Richard.
I'll answer a text that had two of them. Brad and Chad.
Yes.
Yes, y'all.
Todd. I'm looking at three different phone numbers texting the word Todd. So, yes, Todd is generic white boy name.
Yep.
And what is that short for? Anything? Toddler?
I think it's just Todd.
God, I don't know many Todds.
Brian, yes, you have a generic white boy name, especially if you spell it with an I. Sometimes a Y also.
Justin, absolutely.
If you spell it like a soup, Brian, then you're you know.
Brian. That's the way Southerners say it.
Brian.
What about Barry? You think Barry's generic?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I only know one Barry. I know two, senior and junior.
Yeah, I love the whole family. The McCockiners are some of the best people in the world. I love them. I really do think so. How different does Nine think his name would be if his name was Jackie McDonald instead of Jimmy McDonald? Would it be any different?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I'm glad it isn't.
Well, it's just a nickname, right?
Yeah, it is.
So it's not like officially in your title?
No.
Oh, he's James Allen.
How the hell that even came about?
Got the coolest initials ever. The Jam.
I had an uncle named Jack.
Oh.
Yes.
He lose his thumb in a war?
No, he drank himself to death 20 years before I was born.
The Mayoffers. They're good people. They're wonderful. Okay, so here's what we can do then. If you're that inquisitive and want a bunch of people to judge your name, I'd be glad to do it.
Okay.
And more than just generic white boys. Generic white girl names, too.
Yeah.
We do all generic names. Okay, let's just say that.
If you think your name is generic, that's fine. That's great. We would love to tell you about it. I mean, I don't call up here like, hey, my name's Topanga. Is that generic? Because you know it ain't. You're just bragging at that point.
Yeah, you are.
Braggart.
Yeah, if your name is A.A. Ron, you're Aaron, and it is generic.
Yeah. Now, Calvin is a name that used to be generic, but is not now, because there's not many Calvins.
You know what? There's a great one, and I'm going to take some dissent with it. I've always been told that my name, Eric, is a generic white boy name. Not true. It used to be. How many Erics do you know now? That's a name that's kind of going the way of, like, Henry. Eric.
Not many.
Yeah, Eric seemed to have, like, a heyday for about 40 or 50 years, and then it went away.
Unless you spell it with a K on the end, then.
Kind of like Ryan is a generic name if you were born in the 80s or the 70s.
Yes.
With a Y or an I?
With a Y.
How do you spell it?
Some people spell it R-I-A-N.
Well, the 99.9% of them are R-Y-A-N. So, yeah, that used to be generic, but now there's no babies being named Ryan, really, right?
No.
But, man, the 70s and 80s, hoo-wee, everybody.
Okay, so that's what we'll do then. 1-800-774-0093. I'm not going to say any more names because I want people to call in and say, this is my name, is it generic? And then, if you don't like it, you can put it in your pipe and smoke it. Okay? Yeah. Nine won't, though.
No.
He doesn't do that anymore.
Quit.
All right, your call's next. 1-800-774-0093. Is your, let me say that again. 1-800-774-0093. It is not 009 name. That's what we'll tell you if it's generic or not. Your name. Generic. Boring. Who cares? It's a name anyway, right? Right, Shaq? Your call's right after this.
Here's Madman, Nine, Paige, and Fatboy.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet Rocks.
All right, this was a great idea. What a way to isolate our audience and make them feel bad about themselves and maybe even hate their parents.
It's even better to do it on a rainy day.
Yeah, no kidding. God. By the way, if you go to facebook.com/RiseGuys or at the Rise Guys on Instagram or Twitter, you will see Nine and I broadcasting live from pre-Michael outside.
Battling the elements, too.
You're battling the elements. It's not a weather deck. It's a weather garage.
We fought the storm, and we won.
Yeah, and we did it Jim Cantore style,
mm-hmm.
the Weather Channel style. So go watch that and enjoy it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That wind was blowing us all over.
It was, man. We're big dudes, almighty. Too.
That's the blame truth. All right, so Matt, generic white boy name. Jimmy, generic white boy name. Jeremy, generic white boy name.
Yeah.
And a lot of you. So that's what we're going to figure out. You'll tell us your name. We'll tell you if it's generic or not. 1-800-774-0093. Rise, guys, I appreciate your honesty this morning. Thanks a lot. You've made me feel great about myself, Michael. All right, well, that's the way it goes. Speaking of that, let's talk to Michael, a different one from Asheville. Hey, Michael.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
How much? How are you, sir?
I'm doing all right. I called in. I feel like I have a pretty generic name. Yes. I called about my son's name. My last name is Black, and my wife and I actually named our son Sirius Black from the Harry Potter series.
His first name is Sirius?
Yeah, S-I-R-I-U-S.
Hmm. Sirius Black. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I like it. It's definitely not generic, for sure.
No.
No. How old is he?
Yeah, we he's a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, call back in a few years.
And thanks for not saying 18 months.
Yes. Yes, thank you for not saying 18 months. How old is your child? What is 16 times 12? You can figure it out.
He's 38 months. Oh, yeah. You mean three?
Yeah.
Oh, stop.
Michael, thank you, and give our best to Sirius. And I seriously mean that.
Seriously.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
Seriously. Thank you.
Serious.
Have a good morning.
Thanks, Michael.
At least you didn't name him XM.
Well, he knew that the kid's name was unique. Yeah. He knew that before he called.
He was just he was showing off.
That's exactly what I was talking about before we went to break.
Right. I wonder if he spells it like Sirius or like the star Sirius, you know, with the I.
He said S-I-R-I-U-S.
He did?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I sometimes ask questions and don't listen to the answers. You may have noticed that.
We all do.
Let's go to line four. She wants to know if her name is generic. So let's go to line four. Good morning.
Good morning.
Your name is?
Emma.
Emma. That's on a resurgence.
It is. Yeah. It's been one of the most popular baby names for girls for the last, I don't know, 5 to 10 years.
Yeah.
So it is going to be generic, but unless you're like 6 years old or younger, it ain't generic for your generation.
I'll tell you an interesting story. That was my daddy's mom's name, my grandma, mm-hmm. Emma. When my sister, got a little older or whatever, she says, if I have a daughter, I'm going to name her Emma, right? Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, my other cousin, Amy, had a daughter.
Oh, no.
She named her Emma.
She did the unthinkable.
And Angel said, I'd already called dibs on Emma.
Mm.
And there was let's just say we haven't done Christmas in about 10 years.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. No.
Now, I don't know if that's just because my daddy died or whatever, but regardless. Oh, and I'm kidding, Amy and Jason. But Emma, no. I think 9 is leaning the opposite direction now.
It is the number one baby name for girls, and it has been near the top of the list for the last 10 years.
Okay, well then yes.
Yeah, but if you were
born in the... 10 years old.
Yeah, so, but it isn't generic for your generation.
Talking about her generation?
Talking about her generation.
Yeah. Emma, sorry. But you know what? You be the best Emma you can be today, okay?
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right, thank you.
Oh, man, somebody pointed out that Friends is to blame for Emma. Probably right. Emma from Friends inspired a lot of people to name kids Emma again.
There was an Emma on Friends?
Yeah. Not one of the main ones. One of Ross's slam pieces. Because, for some reason, Ross, possibly the douchiest character in television history, was just slaying it left and right every episode.
He was
sensitive. That's what the women like.
Let's go to Phoebe. Let's go to Phoebe on line 5. No, I'm kidding. Let's go to... Oh, you know what? I don't even know what it is. Yeah, I do. Let's go to P1 Slapdog on line 3. Slapdog, good morning.
Yo, yo.
I was about to say, I don't even know his real name. And then I was like, oh, yeah, I filled out a few prize contest forms for you in the past. I could probably quote your address to you, Rob.
Yeah, hardly anybody knows my actual first name. You know, everybody just calls me Flappy. So.
That's your last name, of course. You and your sister, the legendary brother and sister duo.
Uh-huh.
What is your first name, Slapdog?
It's Robert.
Yes, it is. It's on the list, man. Generic white boy.
I was going to name my son Richard.
No. Oh, no. No, don't you dare, Mr. Slappy. Don't you dare.
So many levels.
God bless.
All right. See, Robert's got Bob, Rob, Bobby, Robbie. You know what I mean?
Robbie with the Y or the IE. There's a bunch of different ways you could go.
When I was a little kid, I was Robbie. Yeah. And then you got to grow out of that.
When you get older, you got to be Robert. Yeah.
And true. Then it was Rob, then Robert.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm sorry to break the news to you, though. But, Janelle, you're right here with us, brother.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy.
Oh, wait.
See you, brother.
Man, I was off on my friend's trivia. Emma was the baby Ross and Rachel had. I was thinking of Emily, Ross's hot English girlfriend.
Oh, you were wrong.
Emma was the guy who was behind bar at Central Park, Jenny. Everyone knows.
That was Gunther.
Gunther. Oh, yeah.
He went to Clemson or from Anderson or
something. He's in a circus now under the big top, from what I understand. Let's go to Sammy Joe. I've already given it away. Sammy Joe in Lincolnton. Sammy, good morning. You got to do it, Jim.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Sorry.
Yeah, we got to get in that routine.
Over here looking at Friends trivia still.
Sammy Joe in Lincolnton. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, so you're not asking about Sammy Joe. You probably already realize that is not generic in any way. Sammy Joe.
Right.
Sammy Joe. What is your boyfriend's name? That's what you're asking about.
His name is Tyler.
Yeah, you think, Jim?
I know a lot of Tylers.
Tyler, Ty. Tyler, Tyler, Tyler. If it was Tyrus, like Ty Cobb, I would say no, but it's Tyler, so I have to say yes. Fat boy in agreement?
Yeah.
Tyler.
Got to change it.
Even Paige, who is can't be mean to anybody. Paige, you'll agree. Tyler is a generic white boy, right?
I know a lot of Tyler, so yeah. I probably know more Tylers than Jeremy's.
Yeah. There we go. So absolutely, Sammy Joe. Break the news to Tyler, if you would. Be nice.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Sammy Joe.
Sammy Joe's a fun name.
Yeah. I like that.
You think Sammy Joe was supposed to be a boy? I mean, not supposed to be a boy, but like, I want to name her Sammy.
That's a hot girl name, Sammy Joe.
Samuel Joe. Well, what about Samantha Joe?
Well, it's kind of like Bobby. Bobby with an IE is a girl's name. Sammy with an IE is a girl's name.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Robbie with an IE is not, though.
I knew a girl named Robbie.
Okay, yeah. I'm sure they exist.
Yeah, Margo.
Yeah.
Let's go.
I'm sure you can find a girl named, I mean, I know a girl named Austin. I'm sure you can find one named Kyle, too.
Oh, we got to go to line four. This is good. From Chatsworth, Georgia. We'll also find out where they are. Hey, roll your window. What's up, Scott? How are you, sir?
What about Scott?
This is Scott?
Yeah, what about that name?
Yes. Oh, you mean is it generic? Scott, I would say, is generic. We put that in the list.
What about Skyler?
Skyler.
Yeah, my son's name is Skyler.
I don't think so.
No, that isn't generic.
I don't think so.
I only knew one.
Yeah. Did you ever call him Lurie?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Scott, maybe we invest in a better cell phone, brother. We got to bounce. Not making a good connection on you. Thank you for calling, though. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Chatsworth, Georgia, by the way, going up towards Tennessee there near Dalton.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's where they make carpet.
Make some good carpet. Uh-huh. Went about Georgia Mile.
Yeah. Jessica wants to know if her son's name is generic. Hey, Jessica.
Yeah, I'm a musician, so I really put a lot of thought into his name. His father's name is Ismael, kind of like Ishmael. So I named him Gavin Ismael Garcia. It's spelled gig, and he's the best gig I ever had.
Aw.
Yeah, you know what? Look, I can't argue with that.
No.
That's
I can't
sweet.
Argue with that. What instrument
but
do you
me,
play?
On the other hand, I have a very generic name. It's Jessica Ann Garcia. Come on.
Oh, arrivederci. I like it.
I love you.
Yeah.
Oh, you I know love her, you, Paige? Too.
Oh, y'all
thank
know
you,
each
Paige.
Other?
Yes.
Oh, you're
yeah,
friends.
Oh, yeah, this is Family Girl.
Yeah, it's People and
Family
Girl.
Oh, People and Family Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, well, good Lord.
We go to concerts together.
Oh, do you?
Well,
that's right. Hey, 22nd, Metallica, don't forget.
Oh, y'all are going together, Paige?
I wish.
Oh.
Hey, I got an extra ticket. If my husband can't make it, I'll get a hold of you.
Oh. All right. Thanks for letting me know. Thank you, Jessica.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
I love you guys.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Tickle it.
Gig.
She's fine.
I knew a dude named Gage one time. I always thought that was a cool name. I mean, he was kind of a, I don't want to say a badass, because he'll sit there and say, ah, he
Gage.
Thought a lot of me back then.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a cool name, Gage. But you have to be a badass with
you
a name like Gage.
You better have muscles.
Yeah. When I hear the name Gage, I think about that little kid in Pet Sematary beating up Herman Munster.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. He buried him.
Misspelled cemetery, too.
Yep.
Let's go to Heather in Union. She'd like to know if her daughter's name is generic. We can do that. Hey, Heather.
Good morning.
How you?
I'm all right.
Fantastic.
My daughter's name is Bobby Marie. Bobby spelled with an I-E.
Absolutely not. It is not. I mean, I bet you back in the 70s there was a little bit of that, but now, Bobby with a B-O-B-B-I-E?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I like that.
Uh-huh.
Maybe, how old is she?
I'm going to ask my dad.
How old is she?
She is 5.
Drop the E and just do B-O-B-B-I. It's not too late.
Yeah.
It's not too late. Just erase the E off the birth certificate. No one will know. It'll be
Bobby.
Our secret. Bobby. I like that better.
I figure by the time she's 16, she's going to drop the E.
Yes. Perfect. I think you should. Heather, thank you. Great name.
Thank
I like
you.
It. Thank you. Paige, what about dropping the E in your name? Any thoughts to that? Pog. That would make it Pog.
It would make it Pog.
Pig. Something like that.
Paig.
Who knows? Well, either way, whatever you want to call her, we call her the Queen of Hoo-Haws. She's going to give us some headlines right after this. Morning.
You know you love them, but all you got to do is like the Rise Guys at facebook.com/933theplanet. The proud home of the Rise Guys Morning Show. 93.3. The planet just rocks.
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Here's a crazy story for you. Believe it or not, there are towns where you can get arrested for trick-or-treating if you're over the age of 12 years old. It's a criminal offense.
They would send you to juvie?
Yeah, anybody doing that, engaging in a behavior such as trick-or-treating past the hours of 8 p.m. and over the age of 12 is a class 4 misdemeanor in some areas. One of the towns is Chesapeake, Virginia. They've got a statute that mandates that anyone over 12 who goes trick-or-treating can be charged with a misdemeanor that carries up to $100 in fines and 6 months in jail. Which is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah, it's a big... I mean, come on, man. First of all, how are you going to... Like, would somebody who's giving out treats, like, say, 911, where's your emergency... I got a kid here. I swear to God, he looks 14. We'll send a car right there.
Are you familiar with these laws that are never enforced? This is one of them. They're not carding people to trick or treat, and they're not targeting children.
No.
And what if you?
This is so you don't have 17-year-olds trick or treating. I think.
Well, you shouldn't.
Well, the holiday was up north. They were very strict and Protestant, and they just didn't believe in trick-or-treating. It was more
too cold
south.
Up there to go out.
More
in
the
costume.
South than, All Saints Day. And then it became Hallow's Eve and Halloween. So New England wasn't really happy about that anyway. So when they did that, it was only for small children. And they realized that after 8 p.m., the kids had to go to school.
Yeah.
And they didn't want the teenagers causing any trouble going out and vandalizing and smashing pumpkins and things like that.
Thank you, Paige.
Yeah, you're welcome. I had to serve that for you.
Well, plus, New England's close to Salem, Massachusetts. So, they're still reeling from that 500 years ago.
Yeah. There's still a bunch of people around here who don't like Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the a lot of the trunk-or-treat crowd, they don't trunk-or-treat and Halloween stuff up too much.
That's funny you say that, because that's one of the discussions on this week's Facebook fussing coming up tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Come on, trunk or treat.
Trunk or treat drama.
But what if you have a really tall 10-year-old? And honestly, kids, before they hit high school, they're still young and they need to enjoy life while they can and be young. You know, 6th, 7th, 8th grade, you're still not a full developed teenager, right? You're just going through puberty. But I guess if they're big and causing problems, I can see that.
Yeah, I mean, if you're old enough to have a job, you shouldn't trick-or-treat, probably. Like, if you drive, you shouldn't trick-or-treat, too. You shouldn't, park the car outside and then walk up to that. You know what I mean? Unless you're going with your kids.
Because in my first job, I was 14, and I still was going trick-or-treating, yeah.
I think that's the general...
Yeah, now I feel I owe the community some candy.
I don't say that to be mean to anybody. I just think that's probably generally a good cutoff. Once you're old enough to work, especially the time you're old enough to drive, maybe you're too old for trick-or-treating.
So if your parents own a hotel, I'm sorry.
Yeah, if you really want some free candy, I guess shoplifting.
I'm sorry because you have to live in a hotel.
There you
but
go.
But I'm also sorry that you've been working since you're 5 years old.
What, is the door-to-door still a thing? Like, people will go to these towns when they give them out down Main Street and then go home.
Last year was the first year I lived in where I live in Traveler's Rest, and people come up there and just park at the front, the entrance area.
Yeah, they do.
And then, I mean, I don't care about that. If they think coming to my neighborhood is going to get them nice candy, I appreciate the compliment.
Yeah, you got to buy a lot of candy.
I know.
Yeah.
But it's fun if your neighborhood does that for the kids and they get to
have
their
candy.
Yeah, and they come door to door and you can see them all dressed up, the little kids. I think they're precious. Or they still have Halloween parties for children.
That's right.
That's not in a mall.
Yeah, that's fun to do. Halloween parties are fun. I love them. Nobody trick-or-treats in my neighborhood ever.
Yeah.
Makes me angry because I got the porch light on. I got candy there that I always buy it, even though I know they're not coming, so I have an excuse to eat it myself.
Bring it over to the house. We'll get rid of it.
Okay.
We'll do it together. Okay. I was really thinking about, the parents, they walk around with the kids. Could I give the parents a can of Rise Guys P1 Pilsner beer? I mean, legit, could I do that?
No.
I don't know.
You give the parents one, maybe. But
that's what I'm talking about.
If the parents are driving, don't give them beer.
No. They're walking. Maybe they need a break and would like to sip some with
you. Give them a Kit Kat.
But if they live in your neighborhood, they can probably afford a beer.
That's true.
Thank you.
You live in a gated...
Gay community.
Yes. Hoity-toity neighborhood.
Yeah.
We got that. Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominee list was released.
Yeah.
You can check out the whole list at 933theplanetrocks.com.
Ooh.
Yes. And the biggest names that you might get all excited about. Are you ready for this? Def Leppard, Devo, Janet Jackson, LL Cool J, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, Stevie Nicks and The Cure.
Together? That'd be something else.
Stevie Nicks and The Cure?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'd like to see her hair all messed up.
Well, they, yeah. They're not
looking
together.
Like Edward Scissorhands.
Stevie Nicks and Robert
Smith.
Oh,
not together?
No, that's not a band.
All right. Stevie Nicks, yes. Devo.
Name a second song. You
can't
get on one song.
We are Devo.
Yeah, but all I knew is like they wore the hats. I mean, and they
flower pots.
One song, whatever.
You can't get in on one song. I don't care how big it was. Sorry, Thomas Dolby, blank off.
Rage without question. Although, will Zach De La Rocha show up? Because he's like anti corporate money, America, everything. Would he even show up for something like that? You know,
I don't know.
Who else? The Cure and whatever. Who were the other?
Radiohead.
They have a freaking huge following.
Yeah, they got to go in. Absolutely do.
Who else?
Def Leppard.
Absolutely.
Definitely. So the criteria is you had to have had a single or an album released in 1993 or earlier. And the final class, right now it's the fan vote, so you can go to the website, check it out on our
Rage
website.
Rage didn't put out anything pre 83.
93. It's only 25 years ago we're doing.
I mean, like, De La Rocha have a list of, you know, prisoners he wants set free, right?
Yes. Before he wants to meet with Trump prior to the coronation or the induction. He's not becoming a queen, for God's sake.
So the final class will be announced in December, and that usually is a result of five or six acts that are inducted. And the ceremony will happen in New York City March 29th on, you know, an HBO filming it. Too.
Oh, good.
You can see it on HBO
later.
You
can see it uncensored then.
Yeah.
Do you have the list of... people who just became eligible this year but didn't necessarily get nominated?
Oh, the eligibility.
Yeah, people who put out albums 25 years ago and now are eligible, because it'll make us feel old, because we are.
Who was it?
The biggest one to make you feel old is Blank. Blink 182 is now eligible for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yeah, they got to go in.
Yeah, they do at some point, but they're now eligible. So is Dave Matthews Band, Beck, Counting Crows, Cake, Everclear.
All
Outkast, The Roots, Snoop Dogg, Faith Hill, and Kenny Chesney, all are Rock and Roll Hall of Fame eligible.
Good Lord.
I think you can put all those in, right?
Shoot. Put them on the mixtape tour. I'd get to see all those people.
Definitely. Yeah.
Well, Snoop Dogg is a musician, maybe not. I mean, he had some songs, but did he have like a lot of songs? No, he's just been a cool dude for 25 years. With one
he's always
album
been
and
nice
a few
to
singles.
Us, though.
He has. We're down. We're down.
Well, we'll see who makes it. So I guess it's the fan vote. So if you want someone to really get in there, like Radiohead or Def Leppard, start voting. You can do it once a day.
Oh, good.
That's it.
Yeah, great.
Once a day.
Yeah.
Do they not know people know how to scramble IPs and, you know, change them up?
Oh, no. No, only people who hide porn from their wife.
Yeah.
And some people care enough to do that, to go vote for Def Leppard Radiohead over
they
and over
would.
Again.
Every day.
Yeah.
We're getting
Make
you
sure
in, guys.
Win.
Can I do that on my flip phone?
Thank God, the Russians hacked the Hall of Fame voting.
Hey, Schuyler. Schuyler, get in here and help your grandma. I want to vote for Stevie Nicks.
What do you want in Hall of Fame?
Oh,
you know what kids should do now that they're doing all their fundraisers and selling their mattresses? They're selling mattresses, by the way, at my kids' school. That's a fundraiser, selling mattresses. They should do that on Halloween, because when kids come through the neighborhood selling stuff, I don't go to the door. Sorry, I don't. But if they're wearing a costume, I would. So they should put on costumes when they're trying to sell their door-to-door fundraisers, kids. There's your hat from Uncle Matthew.
Yeah.
As long as you're over the age of 14 or under 14.
What?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
There's a lot going on today, Paige. There's a lot going on. I mean, here in mere moments, we're going to have another P1 payoff, a chance for you to win $1,000 when Fatboy gives you that keyword. Text it at 72881. But coming up next, we're going to rehash an old rivalry. Talking about the North versus the South.
Ooh.
Coming up next, Spellenberg, Civil War Edition. We need one person born in the South. That'll be a stretch. And one person born up north. You'll be playing in Spellenberg Civil War Edition for some great, great prizes. We'll tell you all about it right after this.
More rock. The
fewer commercials. A 93-minute rock block smacks you between the ears. Starting at 10. Right after these Rise guys shut up.
93.3 The Planet Rocks. Bye.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.